Number 4 is the Sado Municipal Symphonic Band from Brownsville, Texas, directed by Emily Garcia. Their performance selections include The Big Cage by Carl King, arranged by Andrew Glover, Fear and Dead by Warren Parker, and Mouvement Trinity by Jonathan Dargany.
Good afternoon, this is Neil Nelson, retired director of bands at Sherryland. Looking forward to hearing your performance today. I hope our comments help in your preparation for UIL in a couple of weeks. It's a good program. Looking forward to hearing it. That needs to be bigger than that. And da more tone. I would bring those low brass blinds out more. I think that ba again, it's a balance issue for me. I'm not hearing the second part. Trumpets are tugging super hard. That can't be that hard. Yeah, someone's really tugging hard. See, and then the euphonium baritone line, not hearing that at all. There's one trumpet player that's super sticking out. Again, bum. I got to have that line. There's going to be more shape of the line there. It's stagnant. And again, that to me, I want much more of that. That line gets totally dropped, and then that last one, yet more tone. Same thing. It's the same thing. There's somebody moving on all those half notes that are going across. Da dee da da da. Da dee da da dee dee dee. But you're not hearing da in the euphonium part at all. There's also in the tenor sax part. But I have to be able to hear that. Three. Over the top of all those half notes. And I'm not hearing that. And then articulations, the rooftop accents, I want to hear more of a D syllable. There's at least one trumpet that's just really tongue and hard. It's got to be lighter than that. And it's one person, so that it really magnifies what's going on. I think you need to go through and establish, this is the melody, this is the counter melody, et cetera, et cetera. What parts are more important where? I think once you do that, I think you're going to hear some of the things I'm talking about. Euphonium lines, low brass player, lines in a march are a really big deal. I think, and we also need to talk about, the inner voices in the clarinet, flutes. And you got to do a better job with our articulation of the downbeat. And where's the resonance in all these chords? I don't hear that. It's got to be very smooth. Faster air, vibrato flutes. Dee dee dee, push dee dee dee. Bump on me, dee. Like a little bit more of that second clarinet line. That's a big deal. Bass clarinet line, Barry sax line. Need more of the bottom voices. Pitch or trumpets. I And then the second trombone part, third trombone part, has to, and tuba has to support what's going to, okay, a trumpet says you're decrescendoing, you're slowing your air down, it's going out of tune. Dee, 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 more push. See, all those long notes have to have more direction. Dee. Ba ba da ba 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 dee da dee da Just take your time. I'm on bottom. Oh, there's so much more you could do there. The trumpet sticking out, lead trumpet sticking out again. Wah da da, wah da da. Means that your air and the note are not, you're accenting the middle of the note. I need for you to, if anything, accent the front of the note. Do, 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 do. You're getting that wah in your sound. That's why you're not banging the buttons down either. Dee da 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 da, dee dee da. Resonance in chord. Again, I would pull that back. Okay, Clarence, that's better there. Good. Oh, brass, you're not together. And again, all crescendos start from the bottom to the top. And it may be because the trumpets are on risers, but it's kicking all those trumpet parts out. So your balance from bottom to top is non-existent. And it should come from the bottom to the tops. So you're going to hear all the resonance in the chords and all the overtones in the chords coming from the bottom, and you're layering those trumpet lines. And on top of it, I should hear a lot more of the descending lines, as an example, in the horn part and in the baritone part and in the tuba part, and then layer all these other voices. I would take the time to balance every one of these chords and bring out the note that you want, and then go to the next one and play it, and go to the third one, and then I would work one at a time, and then I would move it together. So it's just as smooth and just a real gradual crescendo. It doesn't have to be, you're taking it from double piano to forte, but again, it has to be smooth and connected. Those are suggestions. No one is going to complain as long as it's pretty and it moves up the register and also up the dynamic scale to whatever. It really depends on where the tuba is when they hit the forte, where that's going to be. Okay, frenetic. Bop, bop, not speaking. There it is again. It's just too hard. I hear all the leads. Where are the second and third parts? Ding, 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 ding. I need to hear all those bell tone little chime things underneath it. And then we get to that little flute and clarinet thing. It has to be bum, 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 bum. And that low brass has a... And more shape there. Same thing here, clarinets. Again, you're playing all the notes, but there has to be more shape of the line. Horns, you have the lead here. And then it counter melody, woodwinds, followed by the rhythm. And that da-da-da over the top. And again, it's all lead trumpet. More direction. I'd bring out the horn line there. More interplay. Where's the melody? Where's the rips and the horns? And again, hear a lot of first trumpet. I need to hear the second, third parts, all the trombone parts underneath. Do 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 do. Again, where's the second, third trumpet parts? Second, third clarinet parts, non-existent. I'd bring out the low brass parts on the glisses. Rhythmically, it doesn't feel secure. Come on, first trombone, horns, go, go. There's no interplay between parts now, dynamically at all. Trumpet, low brass should have the lead, layer the trumpets on top. Come on, horn, more. You could play that, just go. And then baritone, same thing. You have to emulate what the horns just did. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da is the least important thing. Mezzo forte trumpet, not eight Fs. And that last note's horribly out of tune. E flats, Fs, E flats, and Fs. Wow, those are flat. D, your E flat. Ooh, they're still flat. Yeah, you're really going to think about that. Those are bad. It's fourth partial on a trumpet. Fourth partials on trumpets are flat. More bottom. Again, more bottom. Yeah, I'd open the low brass. Bam, 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 bam. It needs to have kicks so the trumpets don't sound like they're by themselves. Second, third parts, where are you? Where's the crescendo? Mono brass, you were there. Yeah, it's... It's a communication issue between parts. I think most all of you know your particular part, but you're not communicating and letting the parts move from section to section to section to section, and that has to happen. Two, dynamics are relative, and you have to establish ensemble dynamics.